Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to our PM meeting. It is 1:30 PM on August 2, 2022, and time to convene the regular meeting of the Snohomish County PUD Board of Commissioners. I'm Toni Olson, Board President, and Rebecca Wolf, Board Vice President, is joining us virtually. Rebecca, are you on?
Yes, I am, and I'm sorry that I'm not allowed to be on virtual with the video, but for whatever the reason, I apologize. We had a medical situation and I had to be virtual today.
We're very glad you joined us, however. Commissioner Sid Logan, Board Secretary, John Harlow, CEO, General Manager, Ann Spangler, General Counsel, Melissa Collins, Commission and Executive Services Director, Allison Morrison, Assistant Deputy Clerk of the Board, Jenny Rich, yep, Allison, I think I did it wrong, Assistant Deputy Clerk of the Board.
Just Assistant Clerk of the Board.
Well, no, mine says Deputy.
I know, it's wrong.
Well, okay, it's wrong. For one time, it's not me. Jenny Rich, Deputy Clerk of the Board, and Morgan Stolzner, Deputy Clerk of the Board. The written record will indicate others who are present. Please turn off or mute your cell phones or other electronic devices. Copies of the agenda are located on the Deputy Clerk's table near the entrance to the room. Do we have any items to be added to our agenda? Commissioner Wolf?
No, I do not. Thank you.
John Harlow?
No.
Thank you. Comments from the public this afternoon is agenda item 3. And that is when the board will hear comments for items that are not on today's agenda. And that is when the board will hear your comments. That will be limited to 5 minutes. Comments, and I need your help, Commissioner Wolf.
Okay, let's see, 5 minutes. just a minute.
Sign up cards are located with the deputy clerk near the entrance. If joining us by Zoom, please raise your hand, or if you're dialing in, dial *9. Attendees will be called on to speak at the appropriate time. This meeting is being recorded. When addressing the board during the meeting, please step up to the podium, use the microphone, state and spell your name, indicate where you are from. Please remain at the podium when speaking to the board, not the audience. If you have documents or other materials for the commissioners, hand them to the deputy clerk again, who is at the entrance of the meeting room. And we will appreciate your cooperation in all of this. And please know that materials, the clerks will distribute the materials that you give to the deputy clerk to the board members. I will now ask you to join me in the flag salute.
To the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, everyone. We're now moving on to agenda item 2, recognitions and declarations. Commissioners, we always enjoy this. We have an employee, we've been having teams of the month. Now we have an employee of the month. It's been a while, and that's great. Clark Langstrand, Clark? There you are. We'll be introducing Hope Linder, the employee of the month.
Thank you, Commissioners. I'm Clark Langstrand. I'm the manager of contracts and purchasing. Good afternoon. I have the honor this afternoon of introducing the August employee of the month, Hope Linder. Hope started with the PUD nearly 7 years ago as a contracts and purchasing agent 3, the position she holds today. In her time here, Hope has become the go-to agent for complex RFPs for ITS and other departments. She was nominated for this award for her work with the ConnectUp team on their RFPs for software, services, and equipment to support the AMI project. Normally, you might expect to see RFPs of this size and complexity once a year, or maybe not even that often. To support ConnectUp, Hope was responsible for keeping 4 complex RFPs and the associated evaluation teams on the right track from a procurement standpoint. And because of their staggered release dates, eventually all of them were in process somewhere simultaneously at different points on the timeline. This added another level of complexity and coordination. As the nomination says, Hope managed all of this with grace and professionalism. And most importantly, all 4 RFPs were successfully awarded without any challenges from the participating vendors, which again is rare in the case of RFPs of this nature. In her response to the nomination, Hope acknowledged the support of her teammates in contracts and purchasing and their willingness to step up and help each other. What she doesn't say, so I'll tell you, is that Hope is just as willing to provide her support to the team because she has the ability to quickly understand the functionality and nuances of new software, something we call, she's less afraid than the rest of us to push buttons and break things. She often takes the lead in helping others become comfortable with new technology and processes. The best example I can think of for you today to demonstrate this is our implementation of Adobe Sign. The biggest obstacle we faced in CPU when we all started to work from home in 2020 was the logistics of physically signing documents, signing contract documents. You can imagine that suddenly when we're distributed all over the county, it becomes difficult for paper to get from one place to the other and ultimately for it to be signed. Hope's work with IT to quickly get this software up and running with the appropriate workflow for our team and her help in getting everyone up to speed with the electronic signature process were all invaluable in our transition to remote work. So in recognition of her work with ConnectUp and her support of her CP team, I'm honored to present Hope as the August Employee of the Month.
I'm a shortcut I can take.
Oh, good heavens, you're going around the...
Commissioner Walsh, did you have a comment for our Employee of the Month?
Well, I just have a huge thank you for all of your efforts. I know you work hard. I read every word of the citation or the award, and congratulations and good continuation.
Thank you.
Well, thank you for being such a great team player. This sounds like a very, very big deal. And this is the most important infrastructure project probably that we'll have in decades. So it all comes down to the critical point of getting those RFPs out and getting them done right. And so thank you so much. And thanks for being such a wonderful.
Bless you. I give you a big hug, but I guess I better not. I think I got a little feel for the complexity of this and your role when you're working across multiple contracts and purchasing instruments. That you have to have great attention to detail, and one tweak in one document can affect all the other documents.
Yeah,
and a lot of that stuff is buried, you know, on page 28 of some document. And to be that attentive and recognize that is a really a great skill. And I do commend you on that.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Do you have anything to say to your... Turn around. Do you have
a... Oh my God.
Do we have folks here with...
I work with Angela extensively, and she's one of my IT contacts that I work with extensively. Both the CP team couldn't make it today.
Oh, well, of course, they're busy working.
Yeah. No, I just really appreciate it. Enjoy supporting everybody. And not very good at recognition.
Oh, okay. Really well deserved. And I just, having never done anything like that, but, you know, down just a few, boy,
It's tough, dear. It's a hard road to hoe.
Yeah, they were all remote too. So that was right when we got the beginning of COVID.
Oh, wow. Oh, doubly impressed. Well, we have your plaque that you can set at your workplace. So all your coworkers can be jealous.
And we have your PUD glamour shot.
Oh, wow. That is cool. Oh, I love that.
And we have some swag.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you could use the one with the dogs.
You a dog lover?
Yes. I have too many dogs. They're my coworkers right
you
now.
You never can have too many dogs.
Yeah. Now, can I get a picture of you?
Oh, and all of us?
Congratulations.
Oh, just a huge thank you and kudos. I know it has been an extremely heavy lift with all the RFQs and the RFPs for my project. So, yeah, just a huge thank you. Great job.
And you're still standing.
I am. Still dealing with, we still have a lot of RFPs going through for IT at the same time, too. So.
Now, those folks that have come with our employee of the month, you don't have to sit through all this boring meeting. Please go into the hallway and some additional pictures can be taken.
Great, thank you.
Thanks a lot. Commissioner Lopez kind to bring me back something from the American Public Power Association, and I promptly lost it, but now I found it. We will now move on to agenda item 2B, accomplishments for Allison Morrison achieving certified municipal clerk award. It's not an award, it's a license, I guess.
Designation.
Oh, I think designation doesn't cut
it. Beautiful certificate.
What was it? You gonna frame it? Oh, it came on. Wow. Well, I'd like to go down here. Thank you, dear. No. Hey, go ahead.
Sure not. Yes.
Well, I'll never remember it, so go ahead.
Okay. I'm Melissa Collins, Commission and Executive Services Director. I'm really excited today to recognize Allison Morrison, my assistant clerk of the board. She's achieved her certified municipal clerk designation from the International Institute of Municipal Clerks. The International Institute of Municipal Clerks is a professional nonprofit association that promotes continuing education and certification through university and college-based institutes and provides networking solutions, services, and benefits to its members worldwide. Certified Municipal Clerk program is designed to enhance the job performance of the clerk, and to earn this designation, a municipal clerk must attend extensive education programs and requires pertinent experience in a municipality. The Certified Municipal Clerk program prepares the applicants to meet the challenges of the complex role of the municipal clerk by providing them with quality education in partnership with institutions of higher learning, as well as state and national associations. This certification program has been assisting clerks to excel since 1970. In order to obtain her certified municipal clerk designation, Allison had to meet requirements. And a few examples of those are, you have to be a clerk or deputy clerk and perform the core duties of a municipal clerk by serving a legislative government body in an administrative capacity with management responsibilities. Be an active member of the International Institute of Municipal Clerks for 2 years and affirm and practice their code of ethics. attain 120 hours of education and attain points in the experience category, which includes work experience, conference attendance, continuing education, business or vocational courses, college or university courses, and committee work. Please join me in congratulating Allison for her hard work and dedication in earning her designation. This is quite an accomplishment. Congratulations, Allison.
I would like to thank Allison for her patience and her knowledge and her skills. Can you hear me?
Yes.
I really am so grateful to Allison and very happy for you today, Allison. You do your job so, so well. And I thank you for your patience with me and, you know, all of us, but I am amazed at how everything I asked you about, you seem to know about it or you get the answer so quickly. And so I hope that today's workshop this morning would give you even more credit, because I'm sure you sat through that with all of us. And that was, you know, that was very good information. So congratulations. And the French would say bonne continuation, or good continuation for you.
Love it. Well, you certainly showed us the skills, and you know, I'm thrilled to work with you. So now you have the plaque to prove you have those skills. But you know, 4 years of education on something is quite a bit. And
yeah,
thank you for staying with it and doing it. And congratulations. And I wasn't joking when I think you should ask for a raise. It's a little awkward, but.
Hey, boss. Oh, I feel another hug coming on, but I will be. I work with a number. Of board clerks, and I think that we got some real talent on the team, and you amaze me. And one job that the clerks do, and you do it so well, is, you know, kind of bring, you know, an individual commissioner like Tony will go ballistic, and she is so wise in calming me down and keeping me focused. And that's a skill. That's a skill when you're dealing with a public board. So who knows, sweetie?
And not to mention, she did a lot of her training virtually over 2 years of COVID.
Oh, really?
Oh. So that was a huge factor.
Yeah, I can't imagine.
Very challenging.
Thank you. Thank you. Wait. Oh, pictures. Oh. I still want to give you a hug.
Never says that to me.
It's an amazing time.
Hello, Vince.
Sorry, it's taking me so long, but I have to go around the great horn of Africa. You're in here.
We will now move on to agenda item 3, comments from the public. Do we have anyone that wishes to address the board this afternoon? Do we have anyone?
You have Gayla.
Good afternoon, Gayla. Can Gayla hear us?
Hello.
Hi.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, hi. Well, first of all, I just want to thank Allison for trying to help me find the solution to the issues that I'm having with the feedback on the auditory. She couldn't find any issues. I had my son, who was a techie, look over my computer. He couldn't find anything on my end either. He's working on protect. Perhaps it's something in between. Perhaps it's the internet connection, although I haven't had any problems with it. And I just wanted to let you know today, this morning, it was very good. The presenter, I could understand everything she said. It was very clear. I could understand everything that the commissioner said. I could not understand people at the desk, you know, John and Melissa and Anne, those people were all had lots of feedback. And this afternoon, the feedback was back. So I don't know, we'll just keep working on it and hope we can figure out what the issue is. I'm going to also listen to the audio and to the recording and see if that is better, because I really could not understand anything that you guys said this afternoon. So anyway, thanks for trying, Allison. I really appreciated your calling. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Gayla. We will now move on to agenda item 4, the consent agenda, 4A, approval of the minutes for the regular meeting of July 19th, 2022, bid awards, professional service contracts and amendments, consideration of certification, ratification, and approval of district checks and vouchers. I'll call for a motion.
I move approval.
Are there any comments from the public? Do we have anyone in the queue with the consent agenda? Commissioners, do you have any questions on the consent agenda?
No, I've studied them and I do not have any questions.
I'll give Tony a second here. I'll find something. Well, that was a positive number. All right, I have no questions either. I therefore will call for the vote. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. It passes. We will now move on to agenda item 5, public hearings and action. 5A, consideration of a resolution declaring certain property interests over a portion of certain district property, tax parcel numbers 310-522-00-405-500 and 310-522-00-405-5400.
Can we just confirm for the record that the O's are actually zeros?
Yes, they're all zeros. Did I not do a zero?
You had an extra 5 in there too. Can you repeat the second? Sorry.
I know we're heading for a public hearing, but council, we learned that this could be handled a different way this morning. Yeah. I'm off topic.
This is the one time we actually do read the entire title of the resolution, unfortunately.
Second parcel number 310-522-00-0405-400 with an address of 17601 59th Avenue Northeast, Arlington, Washington, and in sewer lines and water lines on said property to be surplus and authorizing the transfer of ownership of the utility lines and granting of the utility easements in favor of the city of Arlington. I'll call for a motion.
Madam Chair, I'm going to recuse myself for a potential conflict of interest.
I move approval.
Commissioner Wolf, I didn't hear you.
I move approval.
All right, thank you. I will now convene a public hearing. We have Maureen Mars available. Should we have any questions, commissioners? Commissioner Wolf?
No, I have none.
I have no questions. Do we have anyone in the queue that has questions about this item? Thank you. I will now close the public hearing and I will call for the vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. We'll now move on to agenda item 6, items for individual consideration. 6A, consideration of a resolution amending the district's customer service regulations for electric service. I'll call for a motion.
I move approval.
We have Sandy Nance with us. to answer any questions regarding the resolution. Nancy gave up, and her partner gave us a very thorough presentation at our last meeting. Do we have anyone in the queue that has questions for? Commissioner Wolf, do you have any questions?
No, I do not. It was explained very well in the documents.
No question, just glad that they came out great and glad that they're there and some customers can know how things are going to work and go forward. So thank you so much.
I will now call for the vote. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion passes. We will now move on to agenda item 7, CEO General Manager Report.
Afternoon, I have a couple items I'd like to share with the board. From our ITS group, during the week of July 25th, the ITS hosted representatives from the Federal Critical Infrastructure Security Agency as they conducted reviews of cybersecurity and supply chain resiliency for three critical technology services. First, our water, OT and SCADA, distribution automation, and generation OT SCADA. CISA's review was at the invite of ITS as part of our ongoing program of continuous review and improvement of our cybersecurity. Feedback from CISA will be received in a few weeks, consisting of a written report detailing our organizational maturity in cybersecurity and resiliency across 10 critical domains for each of these three services. ITS appreciates the support of our district partners in water, D&E, and generation in taking the time to contribute to our future cyber security posture. And from our customer and energy services group, our debt recovery efforts continue to grind away at our aging debt as our outstanding debt tied up in accounts eligible for disconnection dropped by another $1.1 million during the month of July. In other words, due to process improvements and ramp-ups in June and July, 22, our aging debt dropped by 18% during that span, for a total drop of $3.1 million, leaving the total outstanding at just under $14 million. Our service levels have been strong in 2022, continuing the record-setting trend from 21 and exceeding our goal of answering 75% of the calls within 30 seconds or less. In June, customer service experienced some staffing challenges and other unexpected events, which resulted in a drop in our service levels. Team is excited to report that July bounced back strong with a service level of 78%, showing that June was truly the outlier, and the team is on track to exceed goal for another year, which is fantastic news. Just a couple other, or one other additional item. I serve as a deputy CEO sponsor, and our own Joe Fina serves as our chair of the LPPC Energy Regulations Task Force. And as such, we, along with LPPC's outside counsel, John Snyder, met with FERC Commissioners Danley and Phillips last week and have meetings with Commissioner Clements and Christie this week. The meetings are primarily to discuss LPPC's position on the transformer NOPR, or Notice of Proposed Rulemaking. And that's all I have.
Thank you, John. We will now move on to agenda item 8A, reports from commissioners.
I have no reports.
I actually don't. I just want to say that I really enjoyed the new employee meeting, and it's always very exciting to meet young people who are taking new responsibilities and really wanting to learn and grow into their new jobs. And it was just an enormous pleasure to be a part of that. And the people who put it together and figured out, you know, all the different meeting rooms and all of that did a marvelous job. So I just want to say thank you for that.
Well stated, Commissioner. We are given the opportunity to meet new folks, and I believe that's a great thing for commissioners. Let's now move on to agenda item B, Commissioner Event Calendar. What do I have on here? Commissioner Wolf, do you have any questions on the event
calendar? I don't think I do, no. Huh.
I have no changes.
All right, let's now move on to agenda item 8C, 2022 budget forecast and major project status update report for June second quarter results. We have this in our packet. Commissioners, do we have any questions on the status report?
I have a couple of questions. On the first page, I'm looking at the CapEx numbers and seeing that we're $26 million below what we're expected. And there is some verbiage in here that we anticipate making that up. And I guess in my experience, it's really hard to make up CapEx. And so I'm worried, is this supply chain issues where we just can't buy the thing that we need to install? Or CapEx is just one of the things that seems like it keeps our system reliable, and I'm just curious about.
Supply chain is a small part of the issue, and I can let Guy come up and talk a little bit more. Supply chain is some of the issues, but the bulk of it is just timing on projects and the overall spend on those projects.
Okay, that's good.
Oh, it's
Sarah's.
Yeah, Sarah, you want to add to that?
Yeah, can you all hear me?
Yes.
Oh, great, thank you. So I think you're absolutely right. I mean, it's really just the timing of the projects and when they expect to spend the remaining dollars. So we do put quite a bit of work into forecasting capital. So we're pretty confident that that is about where we'll end up at the end of the year.
Okay. So it's a timing issue in the calendar year?
Yes, it's just when they expect to spend the dollars based on contracts and et cetera.
My next question is on page 5. Water. So our water retails, our water sales are down slightly. Our water purchases are down considerably more. And I'm just wondering, is that are we using our wells more, or is it just the billing cycle? We haven't hit the city of Everett yet, or
that's Brent Wood, AGM Water Utility. Right now, I think mainly that is exactly what you're talking about. Is that just one little bit of a billing thing, but also we've been using our wells for the most part in production. More story to that, but they're actually in some issues right now. But so it's probably will work out at the end.
That's all I have.
Commissioner Wolf?
I noticed that, you know, there's quite a gap between our total operating expenses. Let's see. Through June and then the year to date, but I think it all makes all of it is understandable when you realize the pressures on the supply chain and all of that, and labor shortages in lots of places. Yes, but no, I don't really have any questions, just observations.
Thank you. We'll now move on to agenda item 9, governance planning calendar. Do we have any changes to our planning calendar, commissioners? I see we added the Qualco ribbon cutting to be scheduled, but I think it's in October, isn't it? September, October. Oh, did I just make that up? Well, I can't wait for it. I think Commissioner Wolf and I are ready to go.
We had staff that was on vacation, so once they get back, we'll
coordinate
a date.
Great.
I do think that we may be wanting to schedule a follow-up with Ms. McFarland, you know, for a practice session, or, you know, just to get us more comfortable with some of the changes that we'll be practicing, that we'll be doing. But we'll talk to staff about that, getting that on a calendar.
Commissioner Logan?
You know, I don't have a thought about that yet, but I wanted to say something earlier. I would be interested in if we could purchase those little cheat sheet cards that she has.
Uh-huh.
I think those would be very useful.
She's sending some over.
Oh, is she?
Yeah, these are the proprietary ones that she sells, I think.
Yeah.
Those guys.
However, Commissioner Wolf, I I would ask Commissioner Logan if the board could discuss this at a future meeting and try to put some borders, you know, kind of make it into a package rather than, so if we do have her come back, it's with a very clearly defined deliverable.
Oh, sure. That makes sense. Let's do that. Yep.
I think what we learned today was a mixture of things, mixtures of things we could implement or change, but then things that are actually already available to us. We have to jump in sometimes.
So the clerks have taken note.
Well, the reason I say that is I remember from being a teacher educator that 75% of our learning comes to the practice phase.
That's certainly true for me. Our governance planning calendar, August, oh, guess what? Budget. Never ending. I didn't even get our eyes out of town.
We're working on it.
And reliability study. I'm looking forward to that one. Commissioner Wolf, do you have any comments on the planning calendar?
No, nothing other than what we've already discussed.
Yeah. Mr. Logan?
I have no more comments.
All right. Is there any further business to come before the board? John Harlow?
No.
Thank you.
I have one thing.
Oh, yes.
I would like to mention that the commissioners received an alert from a very concerned resident up in the Arlington area because of the abuse of noise and danger and, I mean, increase of noise and danger and destruction of the land near a salmon-bearing stream. And I would like to follow up with her. I mean, I really think we need to take care that our citizens up there who have bought property in an area that's supposed to be quiet and safe, that we have ATV people, sometimes referred to as thrill seekers. They're up and down the trail and they're making a lot of noise even after dark. And so we need to really, really look into that and see what we can do to alleviate the problems up there. And so I guess hopefully staff will inform us of what we can do. And the woman who contacted us was hoping that maybe we could put up a gate to prevent some of the traffic on the all-terrain vehicles, off-road vehicles. And so I'm very concerned about this matter, and I just really want to urge staff to take a look at her problems and see what is the best that we can do up there, because we also want to preserve the habitat for the stream. They do have several species of endangered salmon in that stream. And so anyway, she really got my interest, and so I wanted to mention it to my fellow commissioners that I hope we're all on board with seeing what we can do to improve the situation up there.
Yeah, I think we need to see what staff comes up with. We just got a couple of days to look at.
Yeah, we are working on this, and I actually, I saw the email or the note from the customer as well, and reached out to some staff to make sure we are giving it the attention it needs.
They're all about restoring salmon habitat and maintaining it. So.
Yeah, this is a little more than a typical issue or concern. Right. I think we have the opportunity to deploy a few more resources than we typically would in a situation like this.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
If there isn't any further business to come before the board this afternoon, It is 2:10 and we are adjourned. Thank you.